Hello, and welcome to Food Segment on WGXC, where I investigate food places and tell you all about my discoveries. They have cake batter that's vegan.
What is ube?
It's like that purple yam.
Okay.
Flavor. One recent Saturday in August. This one is... I headed to Saugerties.
Ooh, they have cinnamon toast crunch.
To meet friends for a belated birthday ice cream. We met at Alleyway Ice Cream.
That one for some reason had no description on the website.
For real?
Yeah. Every other one had like a long description.
At 135 Partition Street. A small ice cream window.
I'm gonna sample.
On a narrow alley where they make small batches of ice cream with unusual flavors.
When you come, do you come here or do you get the pints?
In addition to some classics.
I've only come here, but they do sell the pints at Max's Morningstar.
With selectively sourced ingredients. I had previously glanced over their website.
Can I sample the Ube Health Farm
Crunch?
Which provided descriptions of each flavor.
Possibly the most delicious vanilla ice cream on the planet.
In a poetically hyperbolic style.
It's rich, complex, and full of seeds. The beans are grown in the rainforests of Madagascar. And hand-selected by relentlessly hardworking farmers. Our minty mint chip combines the distinct flavor of garden mint with rich dark chocolate chips. The dark chocolate chips are beautifully swirled throughout the ice cream, perfectly complementing the minty base with a satisfying crunch. Honeycomb chocolate swirl, a sweet cream base swirled with rich chocolate sauce and mouth-watering honeycomb candy. Honeycomb is known for its beautiful golden color and crunchy, airy texture. Oh, and it doesn't just go by honeycomb. It is also referred to as cider toffee, fairy food candy, hokey pokey, puff candy, and seafood.
We read over their menu board.
I was reading it as health bar.
And tasted a few samples.
I just thought you should know because that's a specific, like, then maybe type you'd know what it was going to taste like.
Yeah. Including a vegan cake batter flavor.
Try the chocolate.
With the coconut base.
Can I try the vegan cake batter one?
And a Belgian chocolate flavor.
Can I try some of your try?
That was passed over in favor of their popular Ube Heath Bar Crunch.
No, I thought it was like a crunchy, thank you. It's like a granola.
I opted for Thai iced tea, cookies, and cream in a cone.
Here you are.
Hey.
I'll get everyone's,
No.
Yeah.
No.
It's your birthday party.
No, I want to.
No. As did our birthday celebrator.
Okay, can we have two of those?
Two of those?
Awesome.
Same
thing. Thank you.
Of course. So a single Thai tea cookie cream to come? Alright. $3 is your change.
I never got a flavor that's not chocolate.
Really?
So this is a big deal.
But it has chocolate in it.
Like little bit. I don't know what Belgian chocolate is like. It has a more, like less sweet or something. It's less like a classic chocolate.
It's really like tea-y. Like, it tastes like black tea. Like they use real Thai iced tea.
We sat among the black metal tables, in their outdoor seating area.
I actually have a thing about Alleyway where I don't like to sit here when I eat.
Where some of the tables were slightly sticky.
You know, like, I would choose Mickey's over Alleyway even with this ice cream. So.
Because like of the better? Seating area is not.
Because of the seating area.
And the natural lighting was dim.
That's that kind of
really
sums it up.
Like when you eat ice cream, you want to be in a light.
Exactly.
like
also like Mickey's has benches. Very, I like
the background landscape.
You know, the scraping Mickey's? Chairs really.
It's like uncomfortably modern or something. Yeah.
Is a municipal parking lot.
I mean, I like sitting here with you guys. Don't get me wrong. Like, I love it.
And depending on where one is seated,
should we walk with our ice cream?
You can watch other patrons ordering their ice cream at the window.
The mood. Yeah, it's like, it's a mood. It's like a somber.
Yeah. Area. It's a bit somber. Yeah.
I licked my double scoop.
I'm gonna like throw some away unless you guys want some.
Of Thai iced tea ice cream incrementally.
It's always too much ice cream to cone get to the ratio.
It was heavy with black tea flavor.
Also recently I've been getting cake cones.
Whoa.
A bright orange.
I'm more interested in the ice cream than the cone.
Same.
But I do like it.
And studded with ridiculous heaps of Oreo cookies.
Mine has like a huge mound of like cookies mm-hmm. in one part of it.
Which were pleasantly soaked in the milky tea.
I kind of like it, but it's like if I...
Sure.
I can't really, really lick it.
Is that like Oreo?
I think so.
Yeah, it's like if I lick it, it's just like a cookie. So I have to bite it.
Or you're gonna have to push it all down.
But I kinda like it.
My dining companion enjoyed the earthy potato flavor of their ube ice cream.
What's Heath?
But was unfamiliar with Heath bar candy.
Like crackly.
Like caramel.
I feel like it's a hard caramel. The chocolate on the outside. No, it's the hardness is the defining quality of the Heath
so
bar.
So sort of
it's
healthy.
Like you feel like
and no, thought their ice cream portion too big.
And you asked for one scoop and this is actually two.
Yeah.
We discussed the recursive definition of Heath.
What's in a Heath bar?
I mean, it's
bar.
Really good. In a Heath bar?
Yeah.
Heath. No, I know. That's what's inside of it.
Alternative seating schemas at other Saugerties ice cream
also,
shops.
Also, like Mickey's has picnic table bench.
No, the scraping chair.
And then walk down the road to scope out an elusive and almost always closed pickle shop.
We could walk to the Brine Barrel.
Thank you for listening.
Buttermilk strawberry.
To this edition.
It's not easy to make a good strawberry ice cream.
A food segment.
But we've done it. Creamy and smooth. Fresh and juicy. Tart and sweet. This is the strawberry ice cream the world needs.
On WGXC.
Ube Heath Bar Crunch. Ube is a Filipino yam that gives this flavor its nutty, vanilla taste, and its purple color. Packed with buttery toffee, chocolate, and almonds, this ice cream has a yummy crunch. It might be the best ice cream you'll ever have.